Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
But now in verse 15 of the same chapter, it'll come to pass if you will not hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command these day, all these curses will come on you and overtake you. A lot of folk don't even want to read this, but you ought to get excited about reading this too.
Amen.
Why? Because if it's in here, I don't have to have it.
Amen.
Right? Anything, this is a big part of the description of the curse of the law. According to Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. So it's good news. Anything we find in here, we ain't supposed to have. We've been redeemed from. Cursed, verse 16, cursed will you be in the city. Cursed will you be in the field. Cursed in your basket. Cursed in your store. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body, fruit of your land, increase of your kind, flocks of your sheep. Cursed when you come in, cursed when you go out. Everybody say, that's not for me.
That's not for me.
I'm redeemed from that. Now, skip on down to verse 29. There's a lot of good things in here. They're actually bad things, but it's good when you know you're redeemed from them. But down in verse 29, he actually talks about a lot of sickness through these several verses that we're skipping because we're not talking about that right now. But how many believe you've been redeemed from sickness? Sickness is a part of the curse of the law. If you're interested, go back and get a multiple translation of this and see. You'll find modern disease after modern disease listed in this chapter. Just with the old English, you might not recognize it, but when you look it up, I mean, there's cancer in here, there's melanoma, there's skin cancer, there's all kind of digestive problems, there's all kind of allergic problems. I mean, the list goes on and on and on, and the Lord leads us one of these days, we'll camp on it and look at that too. Because everything that's in there, what's the good news? I've been redeemed from. One of the first big healings I ever got, I was still in my late teens. I got it through this right here. I realized that I was having some allergic reactions to some things that I'd had since I was a boy. Big problem. Doctors had tried to help me with it, gave me all kind of injections and medicine. That just made me feel worse. Laid me up for days at a time. But I found out that anything that had to do with allergies and rashes and all kinds is part of the curse of the law. And I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. And I stood on that, hallelujah, and was healed. I said, was healed. Got completely free from it. Amen. That's before we went to Rhema, before anything. I'm so glad I'm redeemed. Are you redeemed? Redeemed. Redeemed. What does that mean? Bought back from the power of it. Bought back from under the bondage of it. I've been redeemed from the curse. Well, the curse includes all kind of financial and material problems. Let's read about them. Verse 29. This is the curse for the disobedient. You'll grope at noonday as the blind gropes in the darkness. You'll not prosper. You'll what? You'll not prosper in all of your ways. And you'll be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man will save you. What about that? Tell me you don't have to have that. Another translation of this same verse says, you will not make a success of your life. You'll never be anything but exploited and plundered. And no one will come to your aid. That's a curse. And that doesn't happen to me. That'll never happen to me. Because I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. Are you with me now? The more you get into this, the more excited you're going to be. According to Deuteronomy 28:29, failure is a part of the curse of the law. According to Galatians 3:13, I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Therefore, I never have to fail. What's opposite of this? I'll always succeed. I will always have somebody to help me. Amen. I will not be exploited. I will not be plundered. Do you see what I'm talking about? How exciting this is when you can put a knot in all this because you've been redeemed from it. Hey, hey. Let's keep reading. He said, you'll betroth a wife and another man will lie with her. You'll build a house and not live in it. You'll plant a vineyard and not gather the grapes thereof. Now let's stop right here. You excited about that? Why? Because that'll never happen to me. Nobody else is going to wind up with my wife. Nobody else is going to wind up with my house. Nobody else is going to waltz in the stuff I've worked hard for, the stuff the Lord's given me. Ain't going to happen. I will long enjoy all the blessings the Lord has given me. People getting your stuff and taking your stuff and you working hard and not enjoying it. I know of all kind of people. There's actually a superstition where I grew up. I know of people who wouldn't build a new house because of a fear of as soon as you get it built, you'd die. I had a fellow try to explain that to me one time. He didn't get it across to me. But he said, yeah. Did you hear about so-and-so? Do you know about that? What? I mean, he hadn't been moved in that new house 2 months. Died of a heart attack. And another so-and-so, you know about him? I mean, he hadn't got through building his. Fell dead of a stroke. No, I'm not building a new house. Have you ever heard of anything like that? Stuff like that, perhaps, anyway. No, no, no. I will not work hard and not get to enjoy it. I will not believe God and sow my seed and be blessed and finally receive it. And somebody walks in and take it away from me. It will never happen to me because I've been redeemed. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Now, you start talking about that and people go, oh, who do you think you are? This ain't about who I think I am. It's about who I know He is and what I know He has done for me. It ain't about me. It's about what He's done. You know, sometimes it rains and sometimes the sun shines. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. And you just never know. I mean, we have established that is not a scripture. Right? That is not a verse. This is a verse. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Woo! Hey! He did it so that the blessing of Abraham would come on us. Yeah. The blessing is mine. The curse is not. Working hard, somebody else getting your stuff. That's a curse. Right? Being exploited, being plundered, somebody taking advantage of you, taking your stuff. That's a curse. Don't let somebody try to tell you it's a blessing in disguise. It's a curse. And we've been redeemed from the curse. Let's keep reading what else we've been redeemed from. You ready? You want to get some more? Yeah, yeah. 31. Your ox will be slain before your eyes. And you won't get to eat a steak. Now, what would an ox be? Very valuable possession. Your donkey will be, that's like your Mercedes. That's like getting carjacked. Huh? Somebody jack my donkey. Well, it says right here, your donkey will be seized right in front of you. Another one says, snatched from under your nose. Somebody say, not my donkey. That's a curse, right? That's part of the curse. Tell me the good news about the curse. You and I have been redeemed from stuff like this happening to us. But see, you got to believe it. This works for believers. When you read something like this, you need to get happy and you need to point to it and say, that will never happen to me. That will never happen to me. Why? Because I've been redeemed. Christ, why did he pay such a terrible price? Why did he go through what he went through? Wasn't for him. For us. So nobody could jack my donkey. Nobody steal my stuff. Your sons and daughters will be given to other people. And your eyes will look and fail with longing for them all day long. Well, another one says, hand it over to other people while you look on and you'll pine after your children all day. And there'll be no power, no might in your hand. You'll be helpless. Your kids will be taken away with other people and your heart will ache and you'll pine and you'll have no ability, no power to do anything about it. That's part of the curse. I've been redeemed from that. You've been redeemed from that?
Hallelujah.
Our kids will not be led astray. They'll not be sucked in and taken away by other people. And we will have power. We will have ability to do something about things.
Whew.
Why? Because we're empowered to prosper. We're blessed. Why did God do all this for us? Because a covenant. He made a covenant with Abraham and committed to him and to all his seed. Let me make this a little stronger for you. Turn over one page. We're not through with this, but go over to 29. Glory to God. 29:9. Can you take a little more? He said, keep the words of this covenant. This is Deuteronomy 29:9. And do them. Why? You know, I've had people tell me, I've read the Bible. I haven't seen nothing about prosperity in there. All I can say is, you better look again. Right? People read the Bible with colored glasses, like Brother Hagin used to say, tinted with religious tradition. So everything they see, they read it through somebody else's religious idea. No, just let it say what it says. Take it for what he said. Believe it. Amen. Do these things that you may prosper in all that you do.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Covenant of Prosperity, Part 3, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R528. That's R528, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.